This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Samvidhan Hatya Divas will be observed today. It serves as a reminder of what happened when the Constitution of India was trampled over on 25th June 1975. It is also a day to pay homage to each and every person who suffered due to excesses of the emergency. A report.
The emergency was declared in a backdrop of mounting political unrest and judicial developments that shook the legitimacy of the ruling leadership. Parliament passed a series of constitutional amendments during the emergency that weakened judicial review and institutional checks. Sharing his thoughts in the Man Ki Baat program of Akashvani, Prime Minister Narendra Modi had said that emergency was the darkest chapter of Indian history.
यह भारत के इतिहास का काला दौर था। लाखों लोगों ने इमरजेंसी का पूरी ताकत से विरोध किया था। लोकतंत्र के समर्थकों पर उस दौरान इतना अत्याचार किया गया, इतनी यातनाएं दी गई कि आज भी मन सिहर उठता है।
The Shah Commission of Inquiry found that over 1.07 crore sterilizations were conducted nationwide during the emergency. Around 26,000 government and public sector employees were retired prematurely. Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
We apologize for that mix-up. Union Home Minister Amit Shah's bite can be heard after this news item. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has criticized Congress for imposing emergency in 1975, saying that the reason was not to protect the country's security, but to save the then Prime Minister Indira Gandhi's power. Mr. Shah said this while addressing a commemoration event, Apatkal ke 50 Saal in New Delhi. He urged everyone to remember that lakhs of people sacrificed their lives, careers and families to fight for the democracy of this country.
Lakho log jail mein rehkar apne parivar ka sab kuch nasht karkar kai logo ke jeevan ke career samapt ho gaye aur wo ladai ne Bharat ke andar loktantra ko jeevit rakha aur aaj hum duniya ka sabse bada loktantra बनकर आज विश्व के सामने सम्मान के साथ खड़े
हैं। Axiom 4 mission carrying Indian astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla to space will be launched today at 12:01 p.m. IST from Kennedy Space Center in Florida, United States. In a social media post, ISRO said that the Axiom 4 will dock with the International Space Station ISS tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. IST, about 28 hours after launch. The launch of the Axiom 4 mission, which was initially scheduled to take off on May the 29th, has been repeatedly delayed due to technical issues, weather conditions and leaks on the ISS. More from our correspondent.
This historic mission will carry four astronauts from the US, India, Poland and Hungary to the ISS for a 14-day scientific mission in low Earth orbit. The four astronauts on the Axiom AX-4 mission are Shubhanshu Shukla from India, Slavoj Uznanski from Poland, Tibor Kapu from Hungary and Peggy Whitson from the US. Whitson, a NASA astronaut, will serve as mission commander, while Shukla becomes India's second astronaut to travel to space, following Rakesh Sharma's 1984 mission. Uznanski and Kapu represent Poland and Hungary, marking their country's second human spaceflight missions in history. Once they reach the ISS, the astronauts will spend about 2 weeks on the space station where they will conduct microgravity research, technology demonstrations, and outreach events. The astronauts will carry out around 60 scientific studies from 31 countries, including several groundbreaking research projects led by ISRO. Peggy Whitson, mission commander, described the mission as a leap forward in advancing scientific knowledge and fostering global space cooperation. The AX-4 mission is set to further deepen the partnerships between NASA, ISRO and other international space agencies, paving the way for future space exploration. Akhila, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over coastal Karnataka, Gujarat, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Konkan, Goa and many other states. And in athletics, two-time Olympic medalist Neeraj Chopra has clinched the javelin throw title in the Ostrava Golden Spike 2025 meet in the Czech Republic. The 27-year-old Indian clinched the yellow medal with the best throw of 85.29 meters in the one-day competition last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.